This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Oh boy, welcome to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in again today. It feels like I was just here. Well, it was Monday. It's Wednesday now. I'll be back on Friday. Carl, good morning to you.
Hello, Ryan.
And Kim, good morning to you as well.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's one of those mornings where it's disorienting. Like, I tried to stay up late looking at these JFK files last night.
Did you really? There are 80,000 of them. Where would you even start?
I looked on X.
Randomly clicking on PDFs on the website of the National Archives until something looked interesting. Here's how it went down. All day I was refreshing, and I thought, oh, it'll finally happen. It'll finally happen. And then it drops late, and I'm like, I gotta wake up early. I'm not going to stay up late looking at JFK files. So I looked at what people were posting on Twitter, and there were some pretty good things we'll talk about during the show. Something else happened. Can I brag about my boy?
Of course.
I'm so proud of him. He got his test scores. So they do the standardized testing across all the different states, and every kid in public schools will do the testing. His test scores were through the roof. So proud of this little
kid. That's awesome.
So, I know. They test them in math, and they test them in reading. Those are the two categories. The math one came earlier. We got the reading scores now. He's 99 percentile on both of them.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool, especially considering the national average. And, well, I know you're not here in Missouri, but it's pretty sad in Missouri. What was it? Like
Detroit.
27% is, like, considered proficient?
Yeah, but I'll tell you, in Detroit, they would die for 27%. They would love that.
Wow.
It's so bad. But now I got to figure out, how am I going to reward him? Like, I want to do something to give him a reward for the high
give
test scores.
Give him a book.
What would he want?
Well, we're forcing him to read Harry Potter right now. He seems to be enjoying it.
Which one are
but
you on?
He's on the first one. He just started.
Ooh.
Because he resisted it. Here's the problem. We're on the radio. I read news for my regular job. Like, I'd read news. And when I opened up the Harry Potter, when he was younger, I tried to read the book to him. I had such a hard time reading it out loud. There's so many weird words you're not used to saying out loud. And it did not sound good. So he's like, this is boring. So finally, he's 10. And we said, all right, give it another try. And now he's super into it. So the thing is, we have him read a half hour a day. And that's all it took. His reading scores went through the roof.
A day. That's good to know.
I'm really proud of him.
It doesn't take a lot.
Now, if you wanted to do this together, I would suggest the audiobooks read by Jim Dale that you could listen to in the car on car trips. They are fantastic. And he does every voice.
here's the problem with my car. I drive a beat up, I would call a workhouse style car the way that you're describing
the
it.
The workhouse. And,
yeah, I should call it the workhouse.
Inhumane, not up. Fit for humans it's to be
about
in.
About to be destroyed.
It's,
yeah.
It's inhumane, not fit for humans. And the last time I put a CD in the CD player, it ate the CD. So I can't put an audiobook in there right now.
Well, some of the cars don't even have CD players right. anymore, which
yeah,
is crazy.
It's pretty bad. All right, let's do the short list if we could.
We can.
The Mark Cox short list.
At first, they said American exceptionalism doesn't even exist. But of course, we know it does exist, and it will as long as Americans don't take it for granted and never stop believing.
That's Charles Payne. He's on the show today. Is that right?
8:35.
I got to tell you, he does not get the credit he deserves. He is so good at what he does. I love Charles Payne.
Mark,
and he is right.
Mark thought he should have gotten that new show that they did when Hegseth left.
Oh, interesting. I think Charles Payne is a treasure, so I can't wait to have him on the show today.
Elon Musk is now beginning to receive similar treatment that we once saw for Donald Trump.
This is definitely Elon derangement syndrome, which is kind of a corollary of Trump derangement syndrome.
I think we can debate this, but I think it's going on. I think people are going bat blank crazy over Elon Musk and Tesla's.
Mono.
And it is absolutely insanity the way some of these liberals are acting around these vehicles.
The Ukrainians reluctantly, under a lot of pressure from the Trump administration, agreed to an unconditional 30-day ceasefire.
Okay. Ceasefire, no ceasefire. It seems to be going back and forth right now because when I pulled that clip, they said, no, there's nothing. Not going to happen. And now it all changes. And now they are going to have some conditional ceasefires. But did they agree on it? Not really. It's one of those things where you have to like hit the refresh on the major news sites to see what the very latest is. So we'll keep an eye on it.
I think I could kick most of their ass. I do think they want to do it. I know I can outrun them. But I don't know if we're going to fall into that place where we want to, okay, we challenge you to a WWE fight here type of thing.
What's he talking about? That's Tim Walz, ran for vice president with Kamala Harris, and he says he can beat up any Trump supporter.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, who actually believes him? I just picture him when he debated J.D. Vance and his eyes just bugging out of his head. He just looked like a confused old man. And he's really not old. I don't know how old he is, but he's not, to my knowledge, he's not that old. But he just came off that way in the debate.
He's a tough talker. He's a tough talker. And, you know, those guys are dime a dozen. No, not really. I mean, I think he would try to fight someone. Don't get me wrong. I don't know if he'd win, but I think he'd try. That seems like the thing he would do. But that's something else we'll discuss at some point during the show. Can I also tell you that, what about these Spanish Lake wildfires that are going on? I was reading this morning on KSDK's website. So if it wasn't bad enough, you get the storms that roll through. And then on top of that, you get the tornadoes and you have people that lost their lives and all the damage that are caused by it. Now we're talking about emergency relief funds. And on top of that, wildfires pop up in Spanish Lake. What in the world, man? Can we just have one thing at a time as opposed to everything happening at once all of a sudden?
It's been a wild start to 2025. And they're saying, of course, high winds are not helping because that just fans the flames.
Mm-hmm. And it's strange, though. You think we're coming off the winter, you know, there was some snow, but it's really dry conditions still in a lot of different places. You can't just assume because it was cold that it's not dry. And that really accelerates a lot of these problems when the fires get out of control. So you have to be careful. And you have to listen to Smokey the Bear, because only you can prevent forest fires. By the way, have we checked in on Smokey? Does he still have a job, or do they fire him too?
I think he's one of the Doge cuts?
Well, if he's part of USAID, he might be safe because this judge's ruling.
Smokey the Bear. Oh, what about all these other fictional characters that are part of the government? Uncle Sam's fine, I'm guessing. But
yes, he works for the military.
So yeah, he's good.
They didn't cut any military stuff.
Are there any other like fictional PSA style? Well, was Smokey the Bear even? I think it was like Wildlife and Forest Division. So that might be part of the parks. So that might be okay.
Maybe they sent him an email. What have you done in the last 5 days? And he didn't respond.
He's a bear. He doesn't have a computer.
He's hibernating.
He's a bear. He's hibernating. He didn't get to answer. All right. When we come back. You know what I love is that once in a while, Donald Trump will do things that'll make me really like, this is why we voted for him. Revoking the Secret Service protection for Hunter Biden while he's on vacation. Oh, this is, I feel like that needs the chef's kiss. I love that so much. So we'll talk about that after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox, 97.1 FM Talk.
Ryan, the number one album in the country is the new one from Lady Gaga. And here she is singing.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Carl, I think I figured out your musical theme for the day. It's music that Kim hates.
Yeah, that's ding, every ding, day.
No, sometimes you have good picks.
Thank you. The Runaways movie was released on this date, whenever it was, and it was a bomb. I didn't mind it. It was Kristen Stewart and Elle Fanning.
What year is this?
This is from the 70s.
Yeah. Okay.
The Runaways. Cherry Bomb.
Got it. Different. I see what you're saying. All right. So every once in a while, there are reminders of why you voted for the guy. I love that Donald Trump pulled the Secret Service detail from Hunter Biden on vacation in South Africa. It's moments like this. I think this is great. This is why people like him. So you have Hunter Biden, the son of Joe Biden, an adult member of the Biden family, controversial member of the Biden family, probably committed lots of crimes he should have seen prosecution for, only saw one for lying on his application for a gun purchase, and that even got washed away. And all of these things wiped away because Joe Biden, on his way out, pardons his son for anything he may have done in the last decade, which is absolutely ridiculous. So now he's out partying in South Africa. He brings 18 Secret Service agents with him. They're staying at expensive hotels. They're flying fancy flights, and they're all doing this on the taxpayer dime. Guess that Donald Trump heard about this, didn't realize
a reporter asked him about it.
Yeah, he said, as far as I can tell, Donald Trump found out about the Secret Service detail in South Africa by media reports, like the media told him. And he said, we ain't doing that. And he immediately revokes his Secret Service access while in South Africa.
Well, it's,
that
it's,
is the best.
It's crazy that Hunter had 18 Secret Service agents and that Ashley had 13. First of all, 18 and 13, that's just ridiculous and does not seem necessary. But I could rationalize more why Hunter would need it. I still don't think he should have it, but I could understand why he would need it more than Ashley.
Well, they have kids. That's the thing that's the only thing I figured that they had that many for, because they got a couple watching the wife, a couple watching the kids.
I guess. I just don't know why you need that many. I don't know. That's a lot of Secret Service agents.
I think about the old days and going back to JFK. And, you know, there's a great JFK file I'll have to read for you. But there was like one Secret Service agent that was on Jackie, like a main one. And he was just the guy that was always with her. And I interviewed him once. He was awesome. I think he just passed away last year. But you think about it, like, we've gone a long way. Now there's like are they working 4-hour shifts? What would that have to be for 18 people to rotate on the vacation like that? 18 entire Secret Service detail. But being at his age, I think normally the courtesy is 6 months after your presidency. That courtesy is extended to the kids, but they're saying, we're just dropping this now. This is ridiculous. So Hunter Biden on his own in South Africa. You want to guess what he might be doing down there all alone with no supervision?
That's a scary thought.
I know. All right. But let me do this real quick. I'm going to bring up this one JFK file, and this is one of them that people are bringing up on social media a lot. This is from 9/16/94, is when it was put into the archives, but it was just released yesterday's batch. Evidence received 94. It says personally delivered by special agent redacted, and it says envelope postmark Worcester, Massachusetts. It says bearing the handwritten, hand-printed address.
I was about to say it.
What did I say?
Worcester.
Yes, Worcester. Sorry.
That's a Mark Worcester. Cox pet peeve.
Oh, is that
only
right?
Only because Worcester he was corrected Worcester. On it.
That's why he messed it up. Remember it.
So no, actually, it came from the sauce. I don't know if you know this, but it was an actual bottle of sauce that no one can pronounce.
Worcester.
It's Worcestershire. Got anchovies in it.
No one knows how to pronounce the name of that. I don't even know. I still don't know to this day. Worcester.
It's anchovy
Worcestershire.
Sauce.
Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Anchovy.
But apparently,
sauce.
So this was 94, and just in the put into the archive. So it was a handwritten,
still
printed address.
30 years later.
Yeah, that's true. That's a long time. So this wasn't a letter that was put into the archives. It says, bearing the handwritten, hand-printed address of Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware. It says, U.S. Capitol Building, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C. It says, accompanying handwritten, hand-printed letter dated from 94, bearing, dear Senator Biden, you are a traitor.
Mm-hmm.
Bearing the signature of John F. Kennedy, Jr.
Yep. Saw that. Was there also something else I saw that said, assuming this is true because you just don't know these days, I have information that would lead to the arrest of Hillary Clinton. Is that for real or is that the one that was doctored?
That was are you talking about the one? So they put the letter out there.
Because it's that would make sense to me.
This was the letter that was sent right before the assassination. Yeah, I have information.
Wouldn't
on
they
Hillary
have
Clinton.
Been like
the
7 years old?
Yeah,
she was
child.
Right. She would have been a child. I didn't even do that math.
And so
I know she's
you know what?
Now.
I don't trust Hillary Clinton, even as a child. You just don't know with her.
The time traveler. She went back in time,
she's
realized
still
that
doing
letter.
Sketchy stuff back then.
even at 7. Could you imagine a Hillary on the playground? Yeah. I have information to believe that Hillary stole an extra cookie.
My sandbox.
At lunchtime. Yeah. The person shows up beat up in the principal's office. All right. You're listening to Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim on a whim is next.
Kim on a whim.
And splashdown. Crew 9 back on Earth.
Well, it only took 9 months for them to finally get those two astronauts back to the Earth. I felt so bad for them. These two astronauts who go there on this, what they thought was an 8-day mission, and they end up being there for 286 days. Can you imagine?
What a view. I feel like isolation from the planet is what a lot of people are looking for.
Well, they got that. They absolutely got that, more than they probably anticipated.
Yeah, it's better than a deserted island. You got internet, you got food, you got people you can talk to.
Well, that's,
so you think about the castaway. Yeah, this is not castaway.
Castaway, they need their own little Wilson volleyball.
Wilson.
That they can make the hair on the face. I feel for them. I mean, think about all the things that they miss. But what a cool scene yesterday. I don't know if you saw these videos, Ryan, of the Dragon, the SpaceX Dragon that landed in the just off Florida. And, you know, they're getting the well, looks like a pod to me, but they're having a boat, you know, get these astronauts out. And there's a whole pod. I think they're called a pod, right? A group of dolphins is a pod. This whole pod of dolphins is jumping around. I mean, it was just such a cool sight. And you can just imagine what was going through these astronauts' minds after what they've been through, you know?
Right.
So many times.
There's a lot.
We'll get you. We'll get you. We're going to try these failed attempts. And then here they are back on Earth.
Well, I think Carl and I probably understand this better than others, because this is how we make plans with people. Oh, well, yeah, let's get together sometime. Never do. Let's get together sometime. This is what guys all the time do. Like, oh, man, we should hang out sometime. Yeah. Just go ahead, text me. Let's do it sometime. Never happens. So basically what they were doing as astronauts on the space mission, oh, we'll come get you. They never come. Oh, we'll come get you. They don't make
we'll
it.
We'll be there soon. We're on our way.
We'll be there soon.
That's like when you text someone saying that you're on your way, but really that means that you're just now getting ready and you'll be leaving your house in about 15 minutes. That's a classic girl move. I don't know if guys do that as often. I did see there was the Sean Hannity Elon Musk interview, and that guy's genius. I mean, you can say he's weird and all of these things and not like what he's doing with Doge, but the guy is brilliant. He is the founder, runs the chief engineer, CEO of SpaceX, which is obviously what ultimately got these two astronauts home. And it was so interesting listening to the last question that Hannity asked him about this basically what I would call it was a rescue mission, about any sort of an attempt to get these astronauts sooner, because that seems like the obvious question is, why did it take this long to go get these astronauts and bring them back home? And listen to what Elon Musk said about any sort of an attempt that could have been made or should have been made months prior.
Definitely offered to return the astronauts earlier. There's no question about that. The astronauts were only supposed to be there for 8 days, and they've been there for almost 10 months. So obviously that doesn't make any sense. SpaceX could have brought the astronauts back after a few months at most. And we made that offer to the Biden administration. It was rejected for political reasons, and that's just a fact.
That's awful. Why would they just hate Elon that much? Why would they reject an offer for Elon Musk to go get these astronauts earlier?
I have an idea. Maybe 10% chance of this being correct. Maybe they told Joe Biden this offer was there and he was sleeping when like they told him, and they thought he heard it, but he was dozing off. And they're like, okay, just let us know. And he goes, all right, Jack, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he never got back to it because he didn't hear it because he was sleepy. And they thought, okay, maybe Joe doesn't want the astronauts back.
Well, Kamala probably just felt like it should be a school bus, because she really thinks that school buses are ultimately what you get from point A to point B. Remember, she really likes school buses.
Yep, and she watched a lot of Magic School Bus in the
90s. I did like Miss Frizzle.
Miss Frizzle will just go up and take the kids to save the astronauts. It didn't happen.
She could have gotten them back faster than the Biden administration.
What are the odds that Elon Musk is right in his assessment that he was not taken up on his offer because of political reasons. Mm-hmm. Is that a pretty high probability, you think?
Well, here's what's interesting about that. So he didn't specify exactly when that offer was made or how many times, because remember, you know, Elon Musk didn't really start coming out in support of Donald Trump until later on in the campaign. I don't remember exactly when that was, and maybe someone listening can chime in and tell us, but it wasn't right out of the gate. So maybe they thought Musk had some sort of an affiliation with Trump, but why? What would their reason be 8 months ago for not wanting him to help? And even if they didn't like his politics, why can't you put on your big boy pants in this case and realize that there is a something bigger at stake and that you need to put your politics aside and not act like a 5-year-old and let somebody go get these astronauts and bring them back home so they can be with their families?
Yeah, I think probably the support and the flooding of support happened shortly after the assassination attempt. I think that's when you started to see a lot of people come out of the woodwork to say, all right, that's we're going to support this guy.
That's what Richie's saying. Okay, yeah, so after the Butler incident.
Is that what they're saying? Yeah, I think that's roughly the same time, because what you saw, people started to realize, like, after this, you basically gave him everything he needs momentum-wise to continue to... And I'm trying to remember the timeline. Was Joe Biden still running during that?
He had the disaster of a debate in, like, June, I want to say. And then the assassination attempt would have been, I think, July, right?
So shortly after. I see.
Yes, this was July. Okay. I was in Canada.
It's hard to remember. There's so much stuff that happened. It's hard to keep track of it all.
And no one talks about that anymore. That was, I mean, a monumental moment in the election last year. So I would say Elon Musk, there is some truth to that, because there's only certain people uniquely qualified to make this happen. I don't think Bezos or Virgin Galactic, I don't think any of them have docked with the International Space Station yet, have they? They haven't got to that point yet. I think
Elon Musk is the only one who's been able to do what he has done.
Yeah. If I remember, so I think they've done some private trips up into the lower atmosphere, where they call it space or whatever. And I believe that he's the only one that's docked. So if you think about it, all these other space agencies in these countries that want to explore Mars, they want to explore the moon, they want to, you know, legitimize themselves with a space program, they haven't been able to reach the heights that Elon Musk has. Now, even if you look at the rockets and reusing the rockets, having them come back to Earth safely where they can be, you know, put down without being destroyed, no other agency in the entire planet can do that, not even NASA. It's pretty remarkable. He is the only person that can do something like that. I would say he probably offered. You know, and the reason I say that is because if you remember any other tragedy that's happened, Elon Musk, like, tries to help people. Remember when you had those kids that were stuck in a cave? And he's like, we're going to stop our engineers and we're going to build a small submarine to try to get these kids out of the cave. You remember when that happened?
No, when was that?
Yeah, 2000.
Thailand. Or was it? Yeah. That, when you say Thailand, it sounds more familiar, but I still can't think of how many years ago.
And then he got in trouble for calling the head guy a pedophile.
Yeah, he did.
Maybe he's not the best with his words, but the guy is trying to help, and he has the resources
not
to do it.
Right, so it was like a soccer tournament for the kids.
Vaguely.
Yeah, and the kids, it's like kind of a thing that they do where they go into this cave and out. It's like a bonding experience, but the tide came up while the kids were stuck in the cave. It was pitch black.
Scary.
And really, the only way you can get in and out is through this small dip opening, kind of like a toilet trap. You know, you got to go into the water and back out to get it. And they're like, these kids aren't going to do it in pitch black. So Elon Musk is like, we're going to build a submarine that you can put the kids in, and then the scuba divers will guide the submarine through to keep the kids safe. And the people that were heading the rescue out there saying, no, that's not going to work. Don't even try helping us. Then Elon Musk called him a pedophile for not accepting his help.
Of course.
And I think he's tried to sue Elon. I don't think it went anywhere.
I doubt that will go anywhere.
He tried to help. So I feel Elon is the type of guy that it's like, He's got enough money mm-hmm. where he's like, if it's going to make a difference, man, I'm gonna do it. Especially if there's astronauts in space and he has the ability to try to save them, I 100% believe he offered.
He was apparently talking about on the interview with Sean Hannity that they had done three failed attempts, I guess, to get to space, and they had failed on all three of those. And so they were running out of money. So they only had one more attempt that they could do, or they would basically be done as a company, and they were able to do it on their fourth attempt. So that was ultimately what saved them. And it's incredible when you think about what goes into these rocket ships, because he said something like, in 9 minutes, the speed that this rocket ship can get up to is about 17,000 miles per hour. I mean, wrap your brain around that. And then when they're coming back into our atmosphere, it's like 3,600 degrees Fahrenheit. So the technology that you have to have to protect that rocket, that capsule, is insane, because otherwise they'll just vaporize. I mean, it would be pretty much instantaneous, because the conditions are that crazy. He was saying how he wanted to, you know, he thinks in the somewhat near future he'll be able to send people to Mars, and that people will be able to live on other planets. Like, he has all these really wild goals that sound not feasible to me, but you know what? If anybody can do it, it might be Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm. I talked to a space expert that I was talking to him about, because after the inauguration, and going to Mars was something that Donald Trump brought up, I think, during the speech, where I said, okay, I'm going to talk to a space expert and ask them, like, how far are we from actually going to Mars? How realistic is this? And the thing he said about Elon Musk that kind of blew my mind a little bit, he said, Elon Musk is absolutely a genius. He says, everything Elon Musk has been doing has been working towards the goal of putting people on Mars. He said, think about it. If you need to get to Mars, you need a spaceship to get to it. He's like, okay, Elon Musk built a space company to get there. And once you land, you understand there's so much radiation, you're going to have to find ways to go underneath the Earth to kind of block some of that. He's like, well, Elon Musk has a boring company that digs tunnels so they can get underneath the ground. Well, once you get there, you're going to need a power source. Well, Elon Musk has a solar company. And on top of that, if you have a power source, you need batteries in order to continue to function. He's like, well, he's got an electric car company with the batteries. He's like, everything Elon Musk has been building here on Earth has been pointing to finding sustainable living conditions on Mars. And it blew my mind. I thought, I never put that together. This guy is a full genius.
Well, the guy's kind of a wackadoodle, but he is genius. And, you know, with Starlink, I hear it's such great service. There's probably Wi-Fi right now on Mars. It's just incredible what they've been able to do. And I don't know if I really would ever say we need to have life on Mars. I don't know why that's really that necessary. I mean, the idea of it sounds cool. Do I actually think it should happen? Maybe not. But you know what? If they want to go ahead and try it, you go ahead and try to get people to Mars and have them actually live there.
That's
There's
cool.
a lot of people I'd like to send to Mars, so that's fine. One-way ticket Mars.
I'll wait until Disney has the experience at some kind of themed hotel, the Mars Hotel, and just make it feel like you're on Mars.
Well, there you go. I'd take that.
But then I can still go eat my pizza without having to worry about, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of all of the problems that it would be. It's so inconvenient to live on Mars. I'm such a convenience guy. Like, I don't want
you
to
don't
be
have your Walmart. You don't have your Costco. You know, maybe that's something he's going to do too. He's going to take over Costco and open up Costco and Sam's on Mars.
Yeah. What if I crave a Whopper? I'm not going to get a Whopper there.
You have
I
your
mean, there might be a
like
yeah,
Uber
there
Eats.
There could be a Subway.
It'll be like a space Uber Eats, and it just goes back to Earth and only charges you a couple million dollars, and it gets you your Starbucks latte, and then it flies right back to Mars.
Oh, they forgot the sauce.
Oh, we'll go back down. Fine. It's only another $3 million, but we'll get it for you. And you know what? Some bougie people would pay for it.
Yes, they would. All right. That's Kim on a Whim. I'm Ryan Recker. And by the way, Kim, I wanted to talk about this in the next segment in a different way. I'm going to give you two movie plots. I want you to tell me which movie sounds better. Okay. That's going to come up after the break. And these two stories are happening right now as we speak here. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. Here's the headline from AP real quick. Zelensky plans to speak with President Trump today to hear more about his call with Russia's Putin. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that Donald Trump's the in-between to try to negotiate this sort of thing. he's, you know, we're going to go back and forth like he's the agent. And hopefully they get this done. I mean, from some of the stories yesterday, we're going to have to cover soon on the show. But it sounds like Putin wasn't really that interested in taking this seriously. But Donald Trump is forcing the hand to get peace here. So hopefully it happens. We'll keep an eye on that. All right, Kim, I have two movies I want to pitch to you, and I want you to tell me which one's better.
All right.
Okay. Movie number one. Astronauts are stranded on the space station, and NASA cannot save the astronauts. So a distraught NASA looks at any option they have and realizing there's only one, a rich billionaire who can send his private spaceship up there to save these astronauts. And he's the only person uniquely qualified to save these two. And time is running out. So they go to him. He goes up there, you know, play the ZZ Top LaGrange. They go out to Texas. They're, you know, playing the movie music that you would hear in the 90s. And you have the, you know, renegade Elon Musk or whatever wearing the thick sunglasses. And he's like a cowboy going up there to save the two in distress. Okay, that's the story we just heard, which would make for an awesome movie, all things considered. Rescue movies are great. Here's the other movie. And I take you to Antarctica. Think about the wind blowing. It's super cold. You can barely go outside. You know, if you take a cup of water outside and pour it upside down, it's going to freeze before it hits the ground. And you are in the middle of nowhere. Everywhere you look, penguins. It is desolate. You can't leave. You're stuck at this one station. And while you are stuck at the station, knowing that people cannot come and save you, people are starting to go a little bit mad. Behavior is starting to change. They're getting a little stir crazy. And one person gets to the point where the others describe his actions as deeply disturbing. And while there, his descent into madness continues, and his coworkers realize the man is planning a series of attacks that could possibly kill them while they are stuck at this station in Antarctica. Knowing they can go nowhere, they have to decide, are they going to wait and see what happens and defend themselves, or are they going to preemptively try to take out this person before it's too late? All right, which movie sounds better?
You should write teases for these movies. That was good, both of them. And it's obviously, I know the first one is true. The second one, I think, is what I would be interested in, although I do think there will be a documentary and or a movie that's made out of what just happened with these astronauts.
Yeah.
But what's the Antarctica one? Is something like that happening?
Here's the story in the AP. A member of the South African research team that is confined for more than a year in isolated Antarctica base was put under psychological evaluation after he allegedly assaulted and sexually harassed colleagues, the government official said. The problem with the base, first reported over the weekend, seen emails from team members to authorities last month claiming the man had attacked the base leader and made other threats. And the emails from the teammates there were pleading for help because they didn't know what to do with this guy. And it went so far down the deep end.
Jeez.
That's happening in Antarctica right now.
Why were they there in the first place? They live there?
Probably some people like live a there? Science. People take teams down there for science sake. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what kind of science they're doing, but, you know, I would feel better being in Antarctica than space.
Maybe this is part of Joe Biden's funding for, maybe they're studying like trans penguins.
Cut their funding right now.
Send the crew back.
Get those penguins out of here.
Maybe he's going mad because he knows Trump's in office now and he doesn't want to fund the study anymore for the trans penguins.
So these were research missions from South Africa. In a statement, they said the alleged assault on the base leader was reported February 27th. Officials and counselors interviewed remotely to mediate and restore relationships at the base. That does sound like a movie, though, doesn't it? You're isolated in Antarctica and someone goes mad, starts assaulting the boss. Both movies sound fantastic. So you'd rather see the Antarctica base movie than the space movie of the Renegade?
I would go to both. I think both sound like they could be blockbuster hits, but the Antarctica one sounds like I got going mad. I thought you were going to say he was assaulting the penguins, which would have been really sad, too.
Why would you hurt a little penguin?
People do weird stuff.
Can I tell you one of my biggest regrets when I was living in St. Louis? I always wanted to be at the zoo when they brought the penguins out of their confines. Like sometimes they let them walk around a little bit and the people that just happen to be there get to witness them waddling.
Yep.
I wanted that so bad.
I'm so really sorry about that.
I didn't get to do that.
They're so cute. They stink, but they're really cute.
Well, it's the fish, right, that you smell what they're eating? Or is it just them that smell
bad? I don't know.
I would love that. And I really wish that I had that chance. But I think both will make great, fantastic movies. If Hollywood hasn't secured the rights to either of them, you know, just give me like a writing credit or a thank you at the end of the movie. That would be cool. Thanks to Ryan Recker, who filled in on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Special credit to Kim for
contributor
to the movie. Let's talk about someone that tried to defraud the IRS from St. Louis coming up after the break. 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.